Blog Talk Radio.
Big family,
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Healing Hands by Shoshona. And now it is time for you to learn about the amazing Shoshona and her work with the Emotion Code.
Hello, Barbara.
Hi, Shoshona.
Hello there.
You want to tell everybody about you?
So I'm looking forward to a vibrant show today with lots of people calling in, me helping as many as possible. I was just reading over some notes here, and I find it interesting that I was just reading a blurb that we're all like fish swimming in a sea of energy. Energy is the material from which all things are made. It is in all things and through all things and fills the interspaces of the universe. Well, we're all made up of energy, and that is the purpose of my work, is I am an energetic healing facilitator. So what I do is I go in and I cleanse people's energy. Hopefully you feel lighter after I've done the work on you. So that's the whole motivation towards what I do, is to making you feel lighter.
Wonderful. Well, I can say from experience that what you do does work. It does make people feel lighter. It made me feel lighter. Brought changes into my life. So I encourage everyone who is interested in having this experience to call in. The number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And if you are logged into the chat room, you can type your question there. But if you're there as a guest, you need to call. Okay, Shoshona, are you ready for our first caller?
Yes, I am.
Okay, this caller is from area code 865. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Lynn. Thank you so much for taking my call. And
well, we're glad that you called.
I'm so happy. I'm interested in a love relationship, something very good and long term. This year, that would be great.
All righty. Okay, so are you in a relationship now, Lynn?
No, I'm not. As a matter of fact, I'm not at this particular moment. I'm not really, really looking. I live in California, and I'm going to be relocating very, very soon to another state. And so I'm really, you know, wanting to start something or in that area.
All righty. Do I have your permission to connect with you?
Yes, you do have my permission.
Can I have your last name, Lynn?
Jones, J-O-N-E-S.
Okay. Can I connect to Lynn Jones? Yes. Is my name Lynn Jones? No. Is my name Shoshona? Yes. Is my name Lynn Jones? Yes. Is my name Shoshona? No. Is my name Lynn Jones? Yes. Okay. Are there any blockages keeping Lynn from finding a partner? Yes. Submissive. And it's stuck there. So you like to shove things in. That's what it's saying. You like to bury things, Lynn?
Let's see. Well, not as I've gotten older, not really. That's probably like the old Lynn.
Yeah.
But as I've gotten older, I'm just, you know, I just kind of have to kind of make sure that I don't over, you know, let things out. So to speak.
Yeah, it's still being submissive and it's still stuck there. So the old Lynn. What we're dealing with, right?
Okay.
Not the new. We're dealing with the old Lynn.
Okay.
Okay. Clear the old Lynn.
Okay.
Making room for the new Lynn to spread her wings. Just like a butterfly. Submissive. It's still stuck there. I have a circle chart and it has about 100 emotions on it. And this one here has not moved to anything else but submissive. Is there more than 100 layers? Yes. Is there more than 1,000? Yes. Is there more than 10,000? Yes. More than 20,000? Yes. More than 30,000? Yes. More than 40,000? No. 30,100? No. 30,001? No. 30,000? Yes. Can we release all 30,000 layers of submissiveness now? From Lynn, from her heart, from her soul. Is Lynn's soul fragmented? Yes. That means it's detached. Okay? Hurt, threatened, hateful, despair, depressed, lonely, abandoned. Depressed. Is there more than 10 layers of depression? No, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Okay, can we release all psychic trauma, all nested emotion, all resonance, and all miasm type energy now from Lynn Jones, filling her full of the love, the light, and the blood, cutting all negative energetic cords, releasing all negative energetic hooks, and raising her internal frequency to that of 7.83 hertz, but also surrounding her in a frequency of 528 hertz. And that one stands for miracle. So, is Lynn's soul fragmented? No. Is it intact? Yes. Is it at peace? Yes. Does Lynn possess a sacred heart wall? No. Does Lynn suffer from bitter roots? Yes. Submissive, insecure, anxious, proud, accepted, powerful, peaceful, intimate, optimistic, lonely, depressed, avoidant, abandoned, despair, depressed, lonely, bored, despair, depressed, guilty, critical, awful, avoidant, abandoned, despair, depressed, lonely, bored, lonely, optimistic, despair, bored, intimate, peaceful, powerful, accepted, proud, interested, joyful, amused, confident, important, inquisitive, astonished, ecstatic, liberated, eager, liberated. Okay, does Lynn possess or suffer from bitter roots? No. Okay. Is Lynn's soul in the body at 100%? Yes. Is Lynn's spirit in the heart at 100%? Yes. Is the door to manifestation opened for Lynn to attract the next relationship in her life, the next serious relationship in her life, her soulmate, door open to her soulmate? Is it at 100%? No. 90%? No. 80%? No. 70%? No. 60%? No. 50%? Yes. 51%? Yes. 52%? No. 51%. So it's insecure, anxious, humiliated, rejected, insecure, anxious, scared, excited, startled, joyful, proud, accepted, powerful, peaceful, intimate, optimistic, bored, lonely, depressed, despair, distant, aggressive, mad, hateful, hurt, rejected, insecure, anxious, scared, liberated. Okay, is the door to manifestation open at 100% for Lynn to attract the next relationship in her life? No. Is it open at 60%? Yes. 70%? Yes. 80%? No. 75%? Yes. 76%? Yes. 77%? No. 76%. So rejected, insecure, scared, joyful, proud, accepted, powerful, peaceful, intimate, optimistic, lonely, depressed, despair, critical, awful, guilty, abandoned, depressed, lonely, bored, isolated, indifference, apathetic, isolated, aggressive, hateful, hurt, submissive, insecure, anxious, energetic, dismayed, ecstatic, important, confident, respected, fulfilled, courageous, provocative, loving, hopeful, sensitive, playful, open, indifferent, apathetic, abandoned, isolated, inferior, empty, vulnerable, powerless, victimized, ignored, ashamed, disapproval, awful, guilty, abandoned, despair, depressed, lonely, bored, despair, depressed, abandoned, aggressive, mad, hurt, insecure, scared, excited, liberated. Liberated, and it's hanging on it now. Okay, is the door to manifestation for Lynn to meet the next successful relationship in her life, is it open at 100%? Yes. Is there anything blocking Lynn from meeting the person that she's supposed to be with? No. Is she going to meet this person in the new place that she goes to? Yes. Will she meet this person while still in California? No, you won't. How do you feel, Lynn?
I feel wonderful.
That's great.
Thank you. So, do you have any way, is there anything that you could tell me about him? Anything at all, like in, as far as description? His age or nothing? Is there anything?
No, it's giving me nothing.
Nothing.
No.
Oh.
So, no, I'm not a seer. I don't.
Okay.
Do
you have a time period as to how soon?
I could try that. It's saying
okay,
yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, when are you moving? When are you moving?
I should be moving within the next few weeks. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you give me a time frame as to which Lynn may possibly meet the man of her dreams?
Okay.
Yes, okay. Is it within a week? No, within 2 weeks. No, within 3 weeks. No, within 4 weeks. No, within 5 weeks. No, within 6 weeks. No, within 7 weeks. No, within 8 weeks. No, within 9 weeks. No, within 10 weeks. No, within 11 weeks. No, within 12 weeks. No, within 13 weeks. No, 14 weeks, no, 15 weeks, no, 16 weeks, no, 17 weeks, no, 18 weeks, no, 19 weeks, no, 20 weeks, within 20 weeks. So when you get to your new area, you need to get out there and start meeting people, whether you
yes.
go to or...
Exactly. I intend to get into some meetups, you know, groups and such. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Shoshana.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. Blessings.
Can I just
thank
connect
you.
To Lynn Jones? Yes.
Oh,
is my
you.
Name Shoshana? Yeah. No. Is my name Lynn Jones? Yes. Is my name Shoshana? Yes. Is my name Lynn Jones? No. Is my name Shoshana? Yes. Okay, we're just connected now.
Okay, thank you. Blessings.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay, Shoshona, you know, people listening are probably wondering, what is it exactly that you are doing that is letting these emotions go?
What I do is I'm a dowser, and I use a pendulum, and I have a chart, and it's a circle wheel. And on this circle wheel, there's about 100 emotions, and basically, I hold the pendulum over the wheel, and it bobs around, and it juts off, and it goes towards the emotion in the slot, right? So,
mm-hmm.
like, energetically, it's not me that's coming up with this. It's the pendulum that's spinning around in circles and basically jutting off in these little slots or whatever. And that's how I come up with the emotions. Now, when you think, how can this be? Well, when I do this on myself, it is right on the money, accurate. So, you know, when I do it on other people, you know, it could be something you stubbed your toe in life and you were mad at yourself for stubbing your toe, which manifested
right.
into something much deeper, right? So,
mm-hmm.
You know, it can be something as simple as that, you know, or it can be, you know, a fight that you had with somebody as a child or something that happened to you traumatically throughout your life, right?
Right.
We're all trained to shove it in, right? You don't talk about your problems, you know what I mean? Like, life is perfect. As long as you don't say anything, life is perfect, right?
Right.
Well, it's that type of mentality that makes you sick in life. So, you know, like myself, I'm on a mission every day. I do work on myself every day. So,
okay.
I want to
so
be well.
When,
I don't want to feel the way that I feel anymore.
Right.
Right.
But how do you get the emotion out? How do you get it to let go?
Well, basically, when I go over it with my pendulum, when it moves on to the next one, that one's gone. As soon as I address it, it's gone. Right?
Oh, okay.
So as soon as I go to it with intention, it releases it automatically. Right? And then I say, can I release all psychic trauma, all nested emotion, all resonance, and all miasm type energy? Right? So, like, I usually go until I hit the spot that's stuck there and I pull the layers and there's, like, many layers. Right? Then
right.
I'll end it and I'll say, release all psychic trauma, all nested emotion, all resonance, and all miasm-type energy. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, anyhow, but that's where the measuring comes in and I measure it from either 1 to 10 or between 0 and 100%. Right?
Right. Okay.
So
what is miasm-type energy? How do you even spell that?
Miasm? A miasm is a distorted energy field. So it's I'm releasing all miasm-type energies, right?
Mm-hmm. So it's miasm.
Yeah, miasm.
Okay. I've never heard that one before. That's why I was wondering, what
yeah.
on earth is she talking about?
Yeah. It's a body code phrase. It's.
Oh, okay.
You know. So, and the body code is the higher program as to what I do, right? You can actually move bones or adjust your bones in your body by using the body code. That's how powerful a program it is. Dr. Nelson really nailed it. When he formed this and came up with the idea and the intention of putting this program together,
mm-hmm.
he actually nailed it. It's to watch him work is absolutely amazing. You can find him on YouTube. If you put in Dr. Bradley Nelson or the Emotion Code Therapy, you can find examples of his work on YouTube. His site is healerslibrary.com. That's where they sell the Emotion Code from. So, anyhow, I believe this should be taught in schools, that every grade 12 student getting out of high school should walk out with a six-month training program of the Emotion Code Therapy.
Well, that would be really interesting, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Actually, there are young kids, Barbara, that are doing this work. Those are the ones that I stand in awe of, you know, because they've got a lifetime ahead of them, and what a tool to start your life off with, you know.
Wow. That's amazing. It really is amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah.
Now I have a more personal question.
Yeah.
Well, you know that I do this work on releasing, you know, emotions and beliefs and thoughts and all of that wonderful stuff that we have from the past. And this week, I've been releasing a lot of things having to do with intimacy.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just wondering if I have blocks to intimacy in me. Is that something you can check for?
Sure. Okay, can I tap into, do I have your permission to connect to you?
Of course.
Okay, can I connect to Barbara Grace Reynolds? Yes, is my name Barbara Grace Reynolds? No, is my name Shoshona? Yes, is my name Barbara Grace Reynolds? Yes, is my name Shoshona? No, is my name Barbara Grace Reynolds? Yes. Okay, does Barbara Grace Reynolds have any blocks to... Okay, this is the question we want to ask. Is your heart chakra blocked? No. Okay, because in that is a fear of intimacy. Right? The emotional side of things is lack of empathy and fear of intimacy. The physical part of it is heart disease and high blood pressure. Yes. Do you have high blood pressure, Barbara?
I've been told that you're...
It's saying yes, you do.
Is that something we can let go of?
Okay. Is there a block in Barbara's heart chakra? Okay. Is there a block in Barbara's sacred heart chakra? Yes. Okay. Okay. Can we release the sacred heart chakra? Yes. Hurt. Rejected. Submissive. Threatened. Hurt. Humiliated. Rejected. Submissive. Insecure. Anxious, excited, interested, accepted, peaceful, intimate, optimistic, peaceful, powerful, interested, proud, accepted, powerful, peaceful, intimate, optimistic, bored, lonely, depressed, despair, abandoned, disapproval, awful, guilty, abandoned, despair, depressed, lonely, bored, optimistic, depressed, despair, abandoned. Was this in a past life? No. Is this this life? Yes. Are these Barbara's emotions? No. These are somebody else's emotions, Barbara.
Oh, well, then in that case, I really don't want them.
Yeah. Anxious. Rejected, hurt, submissive, humiliated, submissive, insecure, anxious, scared, startled, joyful, amazed, joyful, liberated, ecstatic, amused, inquisitive, important, confident, respected, fulfilled, courageous, provocative, loving, hopeful, sensitive. Playful, open, indifferent, inspired, open, playful, sensitive, inspired, open, playful, hopeful, loving, courageous, fulfilled, respected, confident, important, inquisitive, amused, ecstatic, liberated, awe, liberated, ecstatic, amused, inquisitive, important, confident, respected, fulfilled, courageous, provocative, loving, hopeful, sensitive, playful, open, inspired, open, inspired, open, inspired, playful, sensitive, hopeful, loving, provocative, courageous, fulfilled, respected, confident, important, liberated, ecstatic, scared, rejected, submissive, insecure, anxious, hateful, threatened, hurt, submissive, anxious, scared, mad, hateful, frustrated, aggressive, mad, frustrated, critical, awful, avoidance, abandoned, despair, depressed, lonely, bored, depressed, despair, critical, scared, hateful, threatened, hurt, humiliated, rejected, submissive, insecure, anxious, startled, joyful, proud, accepted, powerful, peaceful, intimate, optimistic, lonely, depressed, despair, abandoned, awful, guilty, despair, depressed, lonely, bored, optimistic, intimate, peaceful, powerful, accepted, proud, interested, joyful, excited, energetic, liberated, liberated. Does Barbara have a block in her sacred heart chakra? No. Does Barbara possess the fear of intimacy in her sacred heart chakra? Yes. Hurt. And it's stuck on hurt. Rejected. Insecure, fear, threatened, aggressive, distant, awful, avoidant, abandoned, depressed, lonely, optimistic, lonely, vulnerable, remorseful, hesitant, detestable, revolted, repugnant, loathing, skeptical, sarcastic, startled, hurt, rejected, insecure, anxious, scared, startled, liberated, awe, energetic, amused, respected, courageous, loving, sensitive, open, sensitive, loving, procrastination, courageous, fulfilled, ecstatic, important, confident, respected, fulfilled, courageous, hopeful, loving, sensitive, aggressive, hateful, humiliated, rejected, insecure, anxious, okay, is there anything else that I can release from Barbara's sacred heart chakra? No. Does Barbara possess the fear of intimacy? No. Does Barbara possess a lack of empathy? No. Does Barbara possess high blood pressure? No. Does Barbara possess heart disease? No. Okay, is there any blockages in Barbara's throat chakra? No. Is there any blockages in Barbara's root chakra? No. Barbara's sacral chakra? No. Barbara's solar plexus? No. Barbara's heart chakra? No. Barbara's throat chakra? No. Barbara's third eye? No. Barbara's crown? Yes. Do you sleep good, Barbara? Barbara?
Did you hear me?
Do you sleep good?
Yes, I do.
You do?
Yes, wonderfully.
Oh, okay, yeah. Do you find it difficult to meditate?
I don't do traditional meditation.
Okay.
I don't want to just sit and be quiet, you know?
Yeah. Does Barbara suffer from a body disconnect? Okay, in Barbara's crown chakra, is it blocked? Yes. Hurt, threatened, hateful, insecure, anxious, scared, joyful, and it's stuck on joyful, liberated, ecstatic, liberated. Okay, is Barbara's crown chakra blocked? No. Is it open? Yes. Alrighty. How do you feel, my dear?
I feel good, although this did bring up a question for me.
What's that?
I'm outside of my right leg on my thigh. It's like it gets... It's like it gets deadened sometimes, and then sometimes it has like a burning sensation. And I have
okay. No
idea what that means.
Okay. Can we tap into the outside of Barbara's right thigh? Yes. Okay. Is it between the knee and the thigh, or is it right at the thigh?
It's between the knee and the hip.
Okay. Between the knee and the hip on Barbara's right side. Yes. Is there any trapped emotions in that spot? Yes. Hurt. Stuck there. Does it hurt? Does it hurt now?
No, it feels kind of... actually, it's... more towards not feeling. It's like I can touch it, but it doesn't feel.
It feels numb?
Yeah.
Okay, can we tap into the spot between Barbara's right knee and right thigh on the outside of her leg? Yes, that feels numb. Is it at a 10? No. Is it at a 9? No. Is it at an 8? Yes. Hurt, rejected, submissive, insecure, anxious, scared, startled, eager, energetic, ecstatic, liberated. Okay, is it at an 8? Yes. No. Is it at a 7? No. Is it at a 6? No. Is it at a 5? Yes. Humiliated, rejected, insecure, anxious, threatened, hurt, hateful, insecure, anxious, scared, startled, confused, amazed, eager, energetic, liberated. Okay, is it at a 5? No. Is it at a 4? No. Is it at a 3? No. 2? No. 1? Is it at a 1? Hurt. Rejected. Insecure. Scared. Excited. Confused. Interested. Amazed. Proud. Accepted. Powerful. Peaceful. Intimate. Optimistic. Loving. Courageous, important, liberated. I have a spot on my back just like that, eh?
Oh, really?
Yeah, it feels numb, but every so often it feels like something has its thumb on me and it's pushing in, right?
Mm-hmm.
How does it feel, Barbara?
Well, it feels different than it did when you started. There's still numbness there, though.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe it'll just take time for, like, the processing to happen and whatever, right? So by all means,
mm-hmm.
keep me posted on it over the next couple
okay.
days. Let me know how it's feeling. Right? Because maybe it's something now that you have to sleep on it, right? So pay
yeah.
attention when you get up tomorrow morning to how that spot feels.
Okay.
Right? Is there anything else I can release from that spot on Barbara's right leg? The outside of Barbara's right leg between the knee and the thigh? And say no.
Okay.
So... anyhow, anything else I can help you with?
So how can I?
Pardon me?
How can I protect myself from taking on other people's emotions?
Okay, we're going to place a protective shield around Barbara. A gold bubble with Barbara in the middle of the gold bubble. And we're going to extend that bubble outwards from Barbara 14 feet in every which direction. So I now place a gold bubble around Barbara, covering her completely and permanently, blocking out all negativity, but allowing in all positivity. So any negativity that comes towards the bubble and hits it, it bounces off of it. So whenever you feel negativity around you, Barbara, I want you to say
mm-hmm.
shields up, shields up, shields up, shields up. Just keep that thought running through your inner core, right? Shields up, shields up.
Okay.
Right? So, and that works. I'll tell you, I was being psychically attacked. And I had a tarot card reader stress to me her concern about that. And she told me, she said, say it as many times as you can in an hour. Well, I did that for about a month. I just kept saying it over and over and over again in my thoughts. And within a month, I stopped saying it. And I've never really said it since. Right? Occasionally I
mm-hmm.
say it. Right? But no, right. I have like a perma shield around me. So anyhow.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. So shields up is your best friend. Just
okay.
Like the balloon over the head, that's another one I use all the time. God, please take my world. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So what you could say when you're listening to somebody and you're doing your work on them or whatever, God, please take their world.
Okay.
Right?
Okay, I'll remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's only so much you can do as a human, right?
Right.
It's a God-given gift, you know, that you've been given or whatever. It's the powers that be that come through you, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I've done work on animals and that are on their way out and they end up dying anyways. Well, if God has a plan for that animal or even a human, right? If somebody has cancer and they're destined to die, they will die or whatever. There's nothing that I can do about that. What I can do is clear their energy so that they have a clear path as they're leaving here. Right?
Right.
You know? So, you know, like I strive to do my best when I do this work, but it's non-diagnostic and it's in God's hands. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, anyhow. So, yeah.
So, if someone has, let's say they have a gift that they know that they have, they can feel it, you know, just a little bit. Can they come to you and have the gift expanded? I mean, emotions that keep them from experiencing
it from your path. We can release whatever's blocking it from your path, right?
Right.
You know, by clearing your third eye and your crown chakra and whatever. And Reiki is very important in that, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing I've found, is I can literally feel a misalignment in me. I can feel a ball of energy in me if it's there. And I go and
right.
I put my hand on that area and I release it. Right? And it's all
right.
about trapped emotion. And I'm a fine one. I was raised to believe that you shove it in. You shove it in at all costs. Right?
Right.
Well, shoving it in at a young age gave me Guillain-Barré syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't recommend that people put it in. I recommend that people hand it up to God. God, please take my world. I don't care whether you have to think that thought 100 times in an hour, right? If that's
right.
what it is, God, please take my world. God, please take my world. Every thought, every negative feeling that you have, hand it up, right? Don't put it in. Hand it up.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah,
so,
I live my life by that, and I'll tell you, I sat down the first time and did that, and I was at probably one of my lowest moments. My spouse and I were arguing, and I sat down on the couch, and I just bawled my eyes out, and that was the thought that went through my mind, God, please take my world. And within 24 hours, there was a shift in the energy in this house.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyhow, I've lived by it ever since.
So can you look to see if I have any blocks to my own potential?
Okay, does Barbara possess any blocks to her own potential? No, sky's the limit, my dear.
Well.
Yeah. For you, oh yeah, I feel that when you work on me. You're very precise and you're very good at what you do. So.
It's funny because when I'm working on someone, you're right, there's I don't see any need to hold back for them.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
When I'm working on myself, I don't think I'm as open as I am when I'm working on someone else.
Yeah.
I suppose that's just part of what we're taught about, you know, putting everybody else first and everybody else is more important, blah, blah.
I imagine
I still have a little bit of that to let go of.
Yeah. I imagine myself walking on a brick wall or on a rock wall and with my arms out when I'm working on myself. And I imagine myself putting one foot in front of the other, starting at the bottom, literally, like a volcano, working my way up to the top, to where when I get to the top, the energy is flowing right through me. I can feel it, right?
Right.
But I still have my moments where there's still baggage inside of me that bothers me that I've got tucked away, right? And every day I sit down and do work on myself or every couple days or whatever. But it's a constant thing, and it will be for the rest of my day, right? I'm only human. I, you know, like, that's why I hand it up and I don't put it in because, and I've stopped putting it in, so I've stopped seeing the reaction come out of me, right? Whereas I used to react to everything. I don't react to everything anymore, you know? So it's been a hard thing to learn. It's taken me 4 years,
right.
5 years. But I'm finally to the point where I'm better off today than I was back then, just put it that way, you know?
Great. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can look at the work that I do and I can see huge changes in myself, which feels really good.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, okay, yes, this works.
Yeah. When you work on yourself, Barbara, go right to your inner core. Speak to your higher self, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, and like even Dr. Brad says that there's a certain amount within a person that you can't heal for yourself. You got to get somebody else to look at you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I'm at now, is having other people look at me to see what they can see in me, right? Anyhow, but
okay.
So, yeah.
So now I have to ask: is there something in me that you see that needs to be worked on that I can't see?
Is there something within Barbara that needs to be worked on that she can't see? Yes. Insecurity. Insecurity. That's what it's on. Is there more than 10 layers? Yes. Is there more than 20? Yes. More than 30? Yes. More than 40? Yes. More than 50, yes. More than 60, yes. More than 70, yes. More than 80, yes. More than 90, yes. More than 100, yes. More than 200, yes. More than 300, yes. More than 400, yes. More than 500, yes. More than 600, yes. More than 700, yes. More than 800, yes. More than 900, yes. More than 1,000, yes. More than 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000, no. 6,500, yes. 6,600, 6,700, no. 6,601, 6,600 layers of insecurity. Can we release that all now from Barbara Grace Reynolds, filling her full of the love, the light, and the blood, cutting all negative energetic cords, releasing all negative energetic hooks, raising her internal frequency to that of 7.83 hertz, and surrounding her in a frequency of 528 hertz. Okay, is Barbara aligned with God? Yes. Is Barbara aligned with Jesus? Yes. Is Barbara aligned with the archangels? Yes. Is Barbara aligned with the ascendant masters? Yes, is there anybody else if you'd like to ask if you're aligned with Barbara?
I can't think of anybody else right now.
Okay. Does Barbara love herself? No, you don't. Rejected. Submissive. does Barbara love herself? Are all of Barbara's inner children integrated? No. Does she have one? Two? Three? No. Two. Can we integrate the two into one and release the one? Accepted. Okay, can we release the one? Insecure. Hateful. Hurt. Insecure. Anxious. Scared. Astonished. Eager. Liberated. Hurt. Humiliated, rejected, submissive, insecure, anxious, scared, aggressive, mad, threatened, humiliated, submissive, anxious, interested, accepted, powerful, peaceful, intimate, optimistic, bored, lonely, depressed, guilty, abandoned, despair, depressed, optimistic, depressed. Are these someone else's emotions? Yes. Are they Barbara's emotions? No. Okay, release them all and return them to sender with consciousness. Energetic, amused, ecstatic, liberated, inquisitive, important, confident, respected, fulfilled, courageous, loving, hopeful, sensitive, playful, hopeful, open, playful, indifferent, inspired, abandoned, isolated, powerless, vulnerable, victimized, vulnerable, ignored, powerless, vulnerable, ignored. Okay, what was the question we were on? I even forget now.
What was the question? I can't remember what it was either.
Gone right out of my head. Huh. Oh, okay. Are Barbara's inner children integrated? Yes. And is Barbara's inner child clear? Yes. Is it Barbara's inner child happy? Yes. Does Barbara live in the flesh? Yes. Does Barbara live in the spirit? Yes. Does Barbara possess any generational curses? No. Does Barbara possess any addictive emotions? No. Does Barbara possess a spirit of strife? No. Does Barbara possess any discordant energy? No. Does Barbara live in lack mode? No. Does Barbara live in abundance mode? Yes. Does Barbara live in stagnation mode? Yes. In her relationships? Yes. Okay, can we release stagnation mode from Barbara's relationship? Scared. Submissive. Anxious. Scared. Amazed, energetic, awe, eager, liberated, ecstatic, amused, inquisitive, important, confident, respected, fulfilled, courageous, provocative, loving, hopeful, sensitive, playful, open, inspired, important, respected, respected. Respected. Amused. Amused. Inquisitive. Important. Confident. Respected. Fulfilled. Courageous. Provocative. Loving. Hopeful. Sensitive. Playful. Open. Inspired. Hopeful. Loving. Fulfilled. Inquisitive, amused, ecstatic, liberated. Okay, how does your leg feel?
It feels different again. There's still some numbness, but it feels different than it did before.
Okay. Well, like I said, just keep me posted about the leg or whatever over the next couple of days.
Okay.
You know, obviously, because that's what that is a trapped emotion, right? Like I told you, I got the same thing happening on my back.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I was wondering whether it had to do with my lungs or whatever, but now that you say that, no, it's the exact same thing. Sometimes it hurts. Right, but it feels like there's pressure there, like somebody's pushing their hand in or their thumb in against that spot on my back, right? And there's like
mm-hmm.
a vibration to it, right?
Right.
So just pay attention to it or whatever now that we've done the work on it and see if it goes away.
Okay.
So... anyhow, is there anything else you want to know about?
Well, I do have a general question, you know, because you deal with so many people, and so many people are empathic, and they are taking on other people's emotions. Is there a way that you can just clear out any emotions that are not theirs, or do you have to go through specific areas and all of that?
I've never tried doing that, but we can try doing that. Can I go into Barbara and see if there are any trapped emotions within her body, mind, spirit, or soul that belong to somebody else? Critical, distant, aggressive, threatened, rejected, insecure, startled. Does Barbara Grace Reynolds possess any trapped emotions in her that belong to someone else? Yes. Humiliated, rejected, submissive, insecure, anxious, hateful, threatened, hurt, submissive, insecure, anxious, scared, startled, confused, excited, amazed. Interested, joyful, awe, liberated. Okay, does Barbara possess any trapped emotions that belong to someone else? No. You're clear? Now can we place a protective shield around Barbara, covering her permanently and completely, blocking out all negativity, allowing in all positivity, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the name of God. Place a perma shield around Barbara. Keep blocking out anybody else's negative energy. Confused. Liberated. Does Barbara possess any other trapped emotions that belong to somebody else? No, you don't. Is Barbara shielded permanently? Yes, you are. So whenever you're doing work on somebody, imagine this gold bubble around you coming out 14 feet in every which direction. That's your shield.
Okay.
Right? And you're in the
yeah.
center of it. So their stuff cannot go through 14 feet to touch you.
Okay. Great.
Oh, I'm tired now.
I didn't mean to wear you out.
There you go. So, anyhow, you could never wear me out, my dear.
Well, good.
There you go.
Well, you've given me all these wonderful answers today.
Well, it's nice to be able to put the knowledge out. Hopefully people are listening and they can hear what's being said. Much of our suffering is due to negative emotional energies anyways. And
yeah.
these emotional energies have become trapped within us, right? And you're only human, right? And like I said, we're all taught to shove it in. You don't show your emotion, right?
Right.
And so... really, for a person to live healthfully, they should live trapped emotion free.
Yeah.
Some people can just do that. They're resilient. Other people are not so resilient, and they're the ones that, you know, pack it in, right?
Right. Well, that makes
sense. Yeah. But this. Sacred heart wall, that's a big thing. Because your heart wall was, so your heart was clear, your heart chakra. It was your sacred
right.
heart that had the heart chakra, or had the heart wall. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, anyhow.
So, yeah.
It's, is there anything else that I can release from Barbara at this time? Saying no.
Okay. Wonderful.
Can I disconnect from Barbara
you.
Grace Reynolds? Yes. Is my name Shoshona? No. Is my name Barbara Grace Reynolds? Yes. Is my name Barbara Grace Reynolds? No. Is my name Shoshona? Yes. Is my name Shoshona? Yes. Okay. We're disconnected now. Maybe I'll get my energy back now. All of a sudden, I just got really tired.
Did do a lot of work, so that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, it's intense, too, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Well, you want to tell people how they can...
Go ahead.
You want to tell people how they can find you, connect with you, hire you?
All right. Okay, they can go to my Facebook page at Healing Hands by Shoshona. And on there I have a couple different sessions. The one I recommend is the Health Gauge. And the Health Gauge goes through every organ in your body. And it basically clears them out. And it's $120 a session. And that's anywhere from an hour to 2 hours long, depending on how many chakras are blocked. Right.
Mm-hmm.
They can phone me at 780-707-1657. They can message me through Healing Hands by Shoshona, or they can email me at healinghandsbyshoshona@gmail.com. Now, I'm in the process
wonderful.
Right now of getting a website built, but I don't know what's happening with that. So
okay.
I just have to wait until I can get something up or whatever. So,
well, terrific.
Yeah, anyhow. Getting rid of your trapped emotions can help you to overcome obstacles from your past and can bring new life into your marriage, family, and other personal relationships. And I hold that to be very true. You know, it's
right.
just getting rid of the past baggage that holds you back, right?
Yeah, that's something everybody needs to do, is let go of all of that, because you really don't need it.
Yeah. Well, this is still fairly new. There's not a whole lot of practitioners out there, but there are practitioners out there that are very busy with what this is, right? So I just keep plunking along looking for my special clientele that's going to come along that wants me to help them. So anyhow, that's what this is all about, is me putting myself out there to help people, you know, getting myself be known.
Yeah,
so anyhow, it also can be done on animals, eh?
So you just tap into their higher selves to get permission, or does their owner give you permission?
On animals. I have a Reiki chart for animals, for dogs. Actually, one of the biggest success stories I had, I was working on a woman who had major seizures every day. And she was having about 24 seizures a day.
Wow.
And she only weighed about 100 pounds, and she was on 3,500 milligrams of anti-seizure medication every day. And it was in 6 months of working on her, I had her seizure-free.
Wow.
So, you know, anyhow. It's just a matter, like I said, imagine yourself on a rock wall, 1 foot in front of the other, one step at a time, right?
Right.
Releasing each layer, one after the other, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, till you get to the point you hit your core, and then we speak to your core. And your core tells me exactly what it wants, right?
Right.
Just like your subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind, I'm interacting with your subconscious mind. It's telling me exactly what to release.
Wonderful. Well, I certainly hope more and more people will begin to call you in such sessions, because this is definitely something that everyone would benefit from.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the biggest tool I've ever found. And it's something that I will never give up, you know, and maybe, you know, I think maybe the next session that we do, Barbara, we should do a group healing where I'm just doing everybody who's listening in on the call. Everybody, all they have to do is put out the intention that they want to be healed. Right. And then I go through and I release the blockages from the chakras. As a group, as a whole, right? Not working on any one individual, but just to anybody that's out there listening, right?
So will that work also on people who listen after the show is over?
Yeah. Just like on YouTube when you're looking at somebody's healing video, right? Doesn't have to be right then and there, right? You're listening to it with the power of intent that you want to be healed, right?
Right.
So, anyhow. So, yeah. It's
wonderful.
The best tool I've ever found. And I looked at a lot of different things before diving into this. And it's probably one of the best decisions I've ever made in my life.
Well, terrific. Well, I'm so glad you did make this decision. You know, you're making a difference in my life, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you very much. And I appreciate you having me and listening to me and being a friend, you know. So,
sure.
Anyhow, so it can be done on children, adults, and as well as animals.
Okay.
You know, the best thing is when you work on somebody and they feel the benefit out of the experience, right?
Well, can someone call you and have you work on someone else and let them be the surrogate or the representative for that person? Or do you
actually need to talk
to the person?
But really, no, I don't have to speak to the person. I can use somebody, but the person should know that I'm working on them. Right?
Okay.
I don't like working on people that don't know that I'm working on them or whatever. And Dr. Nelson basically says, no, that you shouldn't do that or whatever. So I'm going on it on the guideline that, yes, somebody else can be their surrogate. Like if, say, a mother has a child and she wants work done on the child, then the mother would be the surrogate in between me and the child, right?
Right.
So.
Okay.
You know, I have one lady, I work on her husband. I've never spoken to the husband, but he knows that I'm doing work on him. Right?
Right.
So I just speak to the wife or whatever. We do the session together. But she does speak to him about it, and he does know that I am working on him.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So, anyhow. And she said he feels a difference. He feels lighter. He feels not so stressed out, right?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Wonderful.
Anyhow, it's just a beautiful thing. That's why I'm online promoting it the way that I am, you know, because people have to start knowing about what this is, and there's nothing hokey-pokey about it. It's just good old-fashioned energy healing at its best, you know. And I'm incorporating the power of dowsing along with the power of the emotion code therapy. So, you know, the two of them combined are powerful methods of as healing tools, right?
Right. Well, that's great.
Yeah. So, anyhow.
Well,
so,
thank
yeah.
you so much.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And we will do it again next Wednesday so everybody can come back and take part in the group healing if you decide to do that next week.
All righty.
Okay, so thank you everyone for listening, and you all now know how to get in touch with Shoshona, and that information is also on the page on Blog Talk. And if you have any questions, you can connect with me, and I will guide you to Shoshona if I need to. And we will be back next week with more of the Emotion Code Healing. We hope everyone has a wonderful week. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Barbara. Bye.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.